Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's like our old quote, you know, character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine. Like steel, it's forged in fire in between a hammer and an anvil. Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Got to have the guts. Can't have the spielkes. I've got the spielkes. So here's a couple things I thought the Ask Ira column today in the Sun Sentinel kind of covered just about everything you might need to know after that Heat game last night. Somebody emails Ira. Did they not know there was a game last night? Or did they think it would only last 5 minutes? That was atrocious. And Ira says, certainly a reasonable word choice. More likely was the Heat thought they took measure of the Celtics on Tuesday night, failing to recognize, like themselves, how different the Celtics are when closer to whole. No, this was not solely about the returns of Marcus Smart and Al Horford, but it was about the Celtics getting in lockstep as something closer to their true selves. So now the Heat know what they're up against, and it's formidable, and it will require at least one victory in Boston. So to get back your thrust, the Heat very much will know there's a game Saturday night. Such is the case when your eyes are opened. Were your eyes opened last night, Solana? He's talking about the team as players. I'm talking about as fans. Got a little spoiled in game one. Did your eyes get opened last night where you go, oh, this is that Celtics team that everyone's been so high on?
Like a deer in headlights.
Yes. Because everyone's raved about the Celtics. We know how good they were the second half of the season. We saw them dispose of Kevin Durant. And I don't think we felt it till last night where you go, woo, this is a good team.
We knew they were good. I don't think we were expecting that. 20 of 40 from three, no matter what the Heat threw at them yesterday, there was no stopping what was coming at Miami.
Somebody writes into Ira Winderman, Caleb Martin has simply lost his mojo. Are you down on Caleb Martin?
It's hard not to, but here's the thing. It's not like Caleb Martin all of a sudden is just not the same player he was in the regular season. He's hurt. He's dealing with a number of injuries, and they've been vocal about that, by the way, the Miami Heat, and he has as well. And it's not an excuse. He's out there. But to be down on Caleb Martin, I mean, he's dealing with injury. He's playing through injuries, and Caleb Martin is not the difference between you winning a series and you losing a series to the Celtics.
But it talks to that depth that we always
Correct.
Talk about. Oh, you got Caleb Martin, you throw him out there, and you got to get quality minutes. If you're not, you're not. By the way, speaking of injuries, Ira Winderman tweeted out, the entire Heat roster is traveling to Boston, as you had mentioned, right? Then he tweeted about an hour ago, as we wait, I've been told there's reason for optimism with P.J. Tucker. He says, official injury report will be around 5:30 tonight. So in about an hour, we'll get an official injury report. But he says, been told reason for optimism with P.J. Tucker. Anyway, someone writes into Ira, Caleb Martin has simply lost his mojo. The skills might be there, but the mental edge, judgment, and aggressiveness are gone. Ira says, hard to disagree. This is not the player who emerged from a two-way contract into a prime rotation element. Perhaps it is injury-related, as you say, with Caleb Martin riding the stationary bike at times when he's not in the game. But the energy boost that defined the first two-thirds of his season have largely been replaced by nondescript stints. That is true. And then finally, I saw this last night, but this is what happens when you're getting blowed out, and people are grasping at straws. Somebody emails in, do you think Markieff Morris sees minutes in this series? I truly believe he can help stretch the floor and play defense. Are you shocked, by the way? I mean, ever since he came back from the injury, and it was a long extended injury, he has, I mean, not gotten any kind of real minutes except in a couple of situations. Are you surprised at how little he's been used towards the end of the season in the postseason?
I'm not, because we saw even with Victor Oladipo. Now, Depot's gotten some run here and there, and when Jimmy Butler was out versus Atlanta, he started and played well. But Eric Spoelstra is sticking with the unit that got him the one seed in the Eastern Conference. And unfortunately, because of factors that Markieff Morris couldn't control, he missed the entire season. He has not been a part of the rotation at all, and he got one stint in the playoffs, if you remember. Mm-hmm. I think it was against Atlanta. I'm pretty sure it was against Atlanta when Dwayne Dedmon was out, and he looked really bad. It was almost embarrassing, so I'm not surprised at all.
So the guy emails Ira, do you think Markieff Morris sees minute this series? Ira says, barring injury, I do not. The Heat, through these playoffs, have established a rotation of what works. Now, injuries or foul trouble can always change an equation, but if someone steps in, then someone has to be taken out. And the Heat already have removed Duncan Robinson from their equation. Even with Thursday's outcome, the Heat hardly are in desperate to make a change mode. Now, get blown out tomorrow, and the hardly desperate to make a change mode might be activated, where it becomes desperate to make a change mode. But right now, I know it sounds Spoelstra-esque. Stay the course. Don't let go of the rope. You got blown out. That does not mean that you can't go there and blow them out. The Heat are not a surprise Eastern Conference finalist. They're a really good team. Boston's a really good team, but the Heat are a really good team. I tell you, I have the Spielkes because I would have loved for them. You know how I felt throughout the entire playoffs. Hold court your first two games because you're probably going to lose the next two games when that team is trying to hold court. Like that's always my mentality when it comes to the NBA playoffs. So I've got the Spielkes because they got ran off that court last night. And now, if they want to have home court advantage back, which is what you play for, it's why you're the one seed, if they want to get that back, they need to win one of these two games up in Boston. That's easier said than done.
I'll tell you why I was concerned yesterday. It's because Jimmy Butler played well. Mm-hmm. He played at the same level he's been playing all season, and it was just a lack of somebody else
help
giving him what he needed. Right, help. So that was concerning to me. Boston is not going to shoot 20 of 40 from three. They won't, because the Heat will adjust. They'll defend the three-point better, and if that means giving up more points down in the interior, then guess what? I'd rather give up twos than threes. But the Celtics going 20 of 40 from three, shooting it at that clip, they'll beat everybody. They'll beat
correct
the dream team.
It was like watching Luka game 7 against Phoenix. If you're going to spot up and hit without any kind of effort, no matter who's on you and how tight they are from anywhere on the court, of course. That wasn't the only thing that was wrong last night, though.
Correct.
In my opinion. Like, that doesn't help when the team's shooting 20 of 40. But that wasn't the only thing that went wrong.
But the Heat did cut the lead to 17 in the third quarter. But had Boston, instead of going, I think they were 11 of 16 from three in the first half, had they gone 7 of 16 from 3 in the first half and shot closer to their averages, then that deficit wouldn't have been 17. It maybe would have been 9. And you feel more comfortable there. There's certainly more of a chance to come back down 9 than 17.
I mean, it's like the old statement, right? If my aunt had a penis, she'd be my uncle.
Hawk, 20 of 40 from three.
You see what I'm saying, though, of course.
I do see what you're saying. I mean, I'm playing what ifs. But that's what happens when you get blown out by 50 in game two of the Eastern Conference Finals.
The Heat are six-point underdogs tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's game is on ABC. You can listen to it on 790 The Ticket with Jason Jackson. The Celtics right now to win the series are minus 325. Huge favorites. The Heat right now, if you think the Heat are going to come back and win this series, plus 260. Means you bet 100 to win $260. The Heat are big dogs to come back and win this series. Remember, going into the series, even with home court advantage, they were an underdog. Now it's even greater. So if you do think they're coming back, that's not a bad flyer to take. Heat plus 260 to win the series.
Are you in on that?
You know, now that I say it, it's not the worst bet in the world.
I want to believe, right?
If they win tomorrow night, those odds are going to go way down the other way.
Yeah.
Now they lose, you would be able to get the Heat at, you know, plus 600. So.
Yeah, I want to believe the Heat will figure this thing out and come back.
Well,
and
the
steal
thing
a game,
too. That's the thing as well. Like, I trust in Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
Like, things that happened last night are correctable. So, I don't think that's the worst bet in the world. Heat to win the series at plus 260. Something worth thinking about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.